Choose my PCC, candidates for the Dorset Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page 2, Howard Richard Legg, Liberal Democrats, page 4, David John Sidwick, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 6, David Stokes, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 8, Marianne Story, Independent, page 10, Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Dorset, page 12. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Page 2, on 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. Page 3, PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Dorset Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 03001311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommissionors.org.uk/voting-and-cleccions. Howard Richard Legg. Page 4, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. Howard Legg, a clear choice for Dorset's Police and Crime Commissioner. I have the breadth and depth of experience to be Dorset's next Police and Crime Commissioner. With a background spanning engineering, finance, education, and public service, I will bring my experience to Dorset Police. Every crime matters, every victim matters. Dorset Police are stretched too thin. It is time for our police to demonstrate to you that every crime matters. I will fight to ensure every police officer and PCSO will be trained to a good standard in investigation, so that every reported crime is taken seriously. Prevention is better than crime. Our police record crimes that have been reported or detected, but not those that are prevented. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I will prioritise crime prevention in Dorset by ensuring every police officer and PCSO is trained to a good standard of crime prevention. Page 5, Stronger Community Policing. Liberal Democrats believe the community is at the heart of everything we do. As your Police and Crime Commissioner, I will ensure every police officer and PCSO is trained to a good standard in public contact. As Dorset faces critical decisions in law enforcement and community well-being, I am the clear choice for Police and Crime Commissioner on Thursday, 2 May. Published and promoted by G. Bardi on behalf of H. Legg, Liberal Democrats, all at 70 Doveshill Park, 18 Barnes Road, Bournemouth, BH105AJ. Contact details. Email. howardlegg94@hotmail.co.uk. David John Sidwick. Page 6. Conservative candidate, more police, safer streets. Election statement. Who is David Sidwick? I am a fourth generation Dorset resident who has lived here all his life. In my senior executive career, I've demonstrated award-winning leadership with strategic skills, handling significant budgets and delivering accountability. My broad skills have been ideal for the PCC role. What preparation did he do to become Dorset PCC? 3 years of preparation with other PCCs, a tutorial program and rigorous assessment to prove myself. I spent those 3 years asking the people of Dorset what they wanted, and these became promises, forming a golden thread, with a 7-year police and crime plan through Dorset Police's operational vision to be tough on crime, put victims first and keep people safe. Page 7, Why re-elect David Sidwick as your PCC? My vision is for Dorset to be the safest county in the UK. This job is about delivering for you, nothing else. I'm bringing back prevention with robust, visible community policing and putting victims and communities first. The plan is working, with Dorset having gone from 10th to 7th safest place in the country. Antisocial behaviour, violent crime, with and without injury, rural crime are all significantly reduced. This is meaningless until everybody feels this everywhere, and that challenge is one I will deliver. This isn't a job to me, it's a vocation. I have no desire to be any politician other than Dorset's PCC. For me, it is about nothing more than making the place we all love the safest in the country. This is about Dorset. The mission is to cut crime and antisocial behavior, and together we will continue to make our police crime fighters again. Help me do that. Re-elect David Sidwick on May 2nd. Prepared by the election agent, Cameron Adams, 3 Lawn Park Road, Bournemouth. BH11AH. Contact details. Website, https://www.sidwick4dorset.org.uk. Email david@sidwick4dorset.org.uk. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/sidwick4dorset. X https://x.com/sidwick4dorset. David Stokes. Page 8, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. David Stokes for Dorset PCC. Over the past 12 months, my team and I have spoken to thousands of people on the doorstep across Dorset. Time and again, crime has been a major concern. Whether it is antisocial behaviour, knife crime, domestic violence, rampant shoplifting or violence towards retail staff, Dorset certainly doesn't feel like a safe place to live anymore. As your police and crime commissioner, I would work to see more police on the street. More neighborhood and community policing working alongside specialist units to concentrate on violence against women and girls, drug dealing and serious violent crime. Shockingly, across the country 90% of crimes now go unsolved. We need to restore confidence in the criminal justice system, to raise standards and get more crime solved. We also face increasing threats from cybercrime, fraud and ingenious scams that will affect more and more people. We need to take these new and emerging crimes seriously. Page 9. The Police and Crime Commissioner must focus on all the challenges that face the whole community. Cooperation, community and partnership work are things that come naturally to those of us in the Labour and Cooperative Party. They will be key themes that will underline my new administration as Police and Crime Commissioner for Dorset. About the candidate. David is 63 years old, married with 3 grown-up children. He was born in Bournemouth and has lived here all his life, apart from 13 years working overseas on construction projects. He now works for a local firm as a senior quantity surveyor and is active in his local church. He is a member of Unite the Union. This election address has been prepared by me, Patrick Canavan, acting as agent for David Stokes both at 29 Green Park, Manor Road, Bournemouth, BH13HR. Contact details. Telephone 07880965558. Email david4dorset@gmail.com. Marianne Story. Page 10, Independent. Election Statement. I am an independent candidate because I believe the Police and Crime Commissioner should be a democratically elected advocate for local people, not governed by a political party. Only by being independent can the PCC hold the police to account. My priorities have grown from conversations I have had with the public, police representatives and organizations who work with victims of crime. People have said they want a police force they can trust, a force that responds, listens, and can be seen to be tackling crime. On behalf of the people of Dorset, I will lead real change tackling the root causes of crime, through honest dialogue and transparent actions. I will champion a police force that is visible, enabling us to reclaim our town centers, protect our rural areas and defend our coastal communities, whilst also galvanizing the public sector to bolster prevention. Page 11, 1. I will ensure you have visible police officers preventing crime. I want you to hear reassurance coming from the teams tackling violent and serious crime. You have the right to be taken seriously when you have concerns and complaints. I will ensure this happens by creating a culture of visibility from the top, and a police force you can trust. 2. The safety of women and girls must be improved by prioritizing specialist teams who create safety and justice for vulnerable people, and interventions proven to work. Perpetrators of crimes, like domestic abuse, can be stopped in their tracks. 3. Prevention of crime is rooted in supporting our younger people, as perpetrators or as victims. My initiatives will support disadvantaged young people to prevent them being involved in crime. In turn, communities will have more of a say about policing in our neighborhoods. Prepared by the election agent David Coltman, 8 Tape R Street, BH140JY. Contact details. Telephone 07466351929. 9. Website https://marianestory.co.uk. Email contact@marianestory.co.uk. Instagram https://www.threads.net/@marianestory4pcc. Facebook @marianestory4pcc. LinkedIn @marianestory. X @marianne4pcc. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Dorset. Page 12. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Dorset. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Dorset on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Legg, Howard Richard, Liberal Democrats. Sidwick, David John, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Stokes, David, Labour and Cooperative Party. Story, Marianne, Independent, I can be contacted at Graham Farrant, Elections Office, BCP Council Civic Centre, Bourne Avenue, Bournemouth, BH26DY. Email elections@bcpcounc.gov.uk. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Dorset_BKT.